You're in a listening mode. It takes a special breed of person to be a morning person. Not everyone can get up at the crack of dawn or feels like close to it and feel like they have 6 hours of activity under their belt already. Most of us need a cup of coffee or two or a whole pot or some other kind of caffeinated stimulant. St. Peter was a morning person, but this was with a U, a morning person. He's up early and he's running to the tomb because Mary Magdalene has come back with a strange report. The stone is rolled away and Jesus's body is gone. John's also running with Peter and he gets there first, but Peter goes into the tomb first and he sees what is there, that Jesus isn't there. And it's a good thing that Peter did run in and see that. Peter promised that he would stand by our Lord's side and suffer all, even death, rather than fall away. But he didn't. We all know that he denied the Lord 3 times. And Jesus had told him that he would. So Peter, the last we heard about him, went away weeping bitterly. Peter lied about Jesus. He lied about knowing him. He lied instead of telling the truth. And in the most crucial hour of Jesus' life, where he's being delivered up to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, being crucified at the hands of the Gentiles, he denied it. And he did not want to be seen as being allied with Jesus of Nazareth. Peter wimped out, and he took the easy way out. We also take the easy way out every day because there are opportunities to proclaim our allegiance to Jesus of Nazareth, who we know to be the Son of God. But we don't seize the day and we don't speak up because it's easier not to. There are times when it's okay to be a Christian, namely when you're with other Christians who understand. But then there are those awkward pauses when your faith comes up in the presence of a jaded atheist. There are also those silences after someone makes a statement about what they think about God or what they think about the value of life or what they think about the age of the earth or where we're going when we die. And at times like that, we act embarrassed about the whole thing. We act like Jesus doesn't really exist. We hope that they don't notice that we're a Christian. Churches today are packed both with full-time and part-time Christians. Easter's one of those can't-miss holidays where everyone puts on their best and everyone runs to church and gets up early to hear the familiar counts of an empty tomb, a weeping woman, and a case of mistaken identity. The sorrows of Friday have turned into joy today. But when you walk out those doors, it's business as usual again. You won't remember why Jesus rises from the dead, let alone dies for your sins. Easter is just another Sunday among many other Sundays. But why this forgetfulness? Why do we have so much trouble remembering why Easter is such a holy day? Because there's just too much sadness and sorrow in the world. There's too much trouble in our lives, too much illness, too much for the resurrection really to matter. Knowing that your Redeemer lives gives comfort, but it doesn't pay the mortgage. Hearts that are waking with gladness to see that what the Savior has done can't fix a broken marriage, so it seems. And good Christians rejoicing and singing will then go out to fight again and not talk to each other once they've left church. All of us are mourning persons with a U, or we should be. Because Christ gives up his life so that we might not die. Jesus rested in the tomb in his Passover Sabbath so that we can now rest in his word and his holy sacrament and the Lord's Supper. Beloved, count the cost of the resurrection, of sitting here today rejoicing that we might see what God has done. Had our Savior not risen, had he not been born according to the flesh, where would we be? Today would just be another Sunday, another day on the calendar, and tomorrow would leave us, according to Tennessee Ernie Ford, another day older and deeper in debt. Today, Jesus removes the you from our mourning. He makes us mourning persons. Now spell it without that you, because weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. As the psalmist says, sorrow is gone with the night. Mourning has broken, and so has the seal on Jesus' tomb. So has the power of sin, death, and hell. Satan can't stand in the sight of the rising sun over Jerusalem. He cannot stand in the sight of the rising sun of Christians gathering this day all over the world to celebrate his holy resurrection. Satan knows that it's another day closer to his ultimate doom and his destiny in the lake of fire. Today, Jesus Christ ensures you, you who trust in him as a redeemer, as the one who has broken the seal of death, that you will miss the lake of fire. Today, death is a thing of the past. Jesus is alive, and so are you. And even if you can't see that eternal life in you, believe it for the sake of his word. From Romans chapter 6. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Know this, you are baptized into Christ. You are washed clean from all of your sin. The word of God does not lie. Appearances may deceive. Satan does tempt us, and people disappoint us. But the word of the Lord endures forever. So what can death do to you now that our Lord has conquered it? Death is nothing. Life is everything. Satan is nothing. Jesus is everything. Sin is nothing. Now grace is everything. Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. So rejoice in your God. Today Jesus makes you a mourning person. Because he lives, you also will live with him and reign for all eternity. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Amen. Amen.